Last month, Scottsdale Bible Church announced it had hired an outside firm to investigate allegations of sexual misconduct. The organization they hired, GRACE, stands for Godly Response for Abuse in the Christian Environment. It was founded in 2004 by Boz Chavijian, a former assistant state attorney who served as chief prosecutor in the Sexual Crimes Division. Chavijian is also known for his religious ties. He's the grandson of Billy Graham. He says, we often forget that the church, a place so many hold sacred, can be rife with sexual misconduct and a congregation unable to respond to scandal. He founded GRACE to make churches safer and offer institutional repentance to victims, he says. This even though GRACE works outside the bounds of the justice system. The show's Paige Phelps spoke with him.
The biggest difference between investigations that we do in law enforcement is that our investigations are purely voluntary. I don't have subpoena power. I can't arrest anybody. They certainly are for churches and organizations who come to us who have a situation where they feel like we may not have handled it right, or we simply don't know how to handle it. Would you be able to come in and find out what happened and be able to help us make changes so these types of things don't happen again in the future? Law enforcement's primary responsibility is to not investigate the churches, but to investigate the offenders. So though we do certainly focus on offenders, we also very much focus on how the institution handled it.
How large is this problem? I know we've seen years and years of the Catholic Church reeling from their allegations, their abuses come to light. This isn't just a Catholic problem, you're saying.
Oh my goodness, no. I remember in the early 2000s when the Catholic abuse scandal surfaced, so many of my Protestant friends were pointing their fingers and wagging their fingers at the Catholics, going, I can't believe that's going on in their churches. And I would look at them oftentimes and say, it's going on in the Protestant world as well. In fact, probably more so. It's just harder to track. You know, in the Protestant world, even in this, let's say the Southern Baptist, I think there are 25,000, maybe more, individual Southern Baptist churches with no hierarchy whatsoever. So how in the world do you even identify and track what's going on within the Protestant world? It is very prevalent, sadly. There was a survey done a number of years ago that found out that 93% of sexual offenders consider themselves religious. If you think about that, where do religious people hang out? They hang out in religious communities. They are grown up and raised in religious communities, which tells you that the faith communities in our country around the world are especially susceptible to those who want to hurt our kids and to hurt other vulnerable people.
Is there something broken within religion? I mean, is blind faith a bad thing when it comes to issues of abuse?
I've never thought blind faith is a good thing on a number of levels. I think informed faith is much more what we want to be aiming towards. And I would say this, what I have found in churches oftentimes, and I'm beginning to see a shift, and that's gives me some hope, is in the Christian faith, we are all about a God who sacrifices himself for the individual in order to save the individual. But that's the faith that we teach and we preach. But when it comes to abuse, I've found time and time again, the institutional church does the exact opposite. We actually sacrifice the individual in order to save the institution. So we preach the gospel with our lips, but when it comes to dealing with abuse matters and violation of other vulnerable people, we actually live out the opposite.
This cannot be an easy job for you because you walk into a faith community that doesn't know they're about to be hurting, knows they're hurting now. First of all, how do you deal with a hurting congregation? And then how do you know when an investigation is over? How do you resolve it?
I would say, number one, when you walk into a church that's dealing with an abuse matter that has come to the attention of members and leadership, and I will say this, let me just say this as a side. Sometimes these issues have come to the attention of members and leadership and nothing's been done about it. When the church decides to do something about it, and you hope that it's as soon as they hear something, one of the things that you have to be concerned about is the reality that there are other abuse survivors that are members of that church who are watching what's going on. I'm not even saying abuse survivors who were abused by somebody in the church. I'm talking about people who may have never shared with anybody what they have been through. And they're watching how that church responds to a disclosure of abuse. So we have to always keep them in mind and always remember, how can we serve not only the alleged victim of this particular case or victims, but how can we serve the greater congregation of survivors who are sitting in our midst, many who have maybe never disclosed what's happened to them. Secondly, how do you know when it's over? I think that with each investigation we do, we come up with a very defined scope of the project. And we will bring the investigation to the conclusion when we feel like we have done everything that we think is reasonable to get to the truth. We don't have a timetable. Our team doesn't say, well, we've done a number of interviews and that's all we're going to do. That's all you get for your money. No, we want to find the truth because they're entitled to that. Because what we do with these investigations is not just give a report to the church leadership. That same report goes to the abuse victims. They're entitled to see this in a transparent, incredible process.
And then when you have that report in hand, do you then leave it up to the church or to the victims to go to the police?
That's really important. At any time in the process, if somebody discloses a crime to us, we will first direct them to go immediately to law enforcement. We do not replace the role of the civil authorities. In fact, we will oftentimes step back, let the police do their criminal investigation, and let them do what they need to do. Many of our investigations are of churches where situations occurred maybe 15, 20, 25 years ago where the statute of limitations has expired. And in those cases, we'll still encourage them to report to the police. And that's where we don't have to step aside, but we'll keep plowing forward in search of that truth.
That was Boz Chavijian. He's the executive director of GRACE. Thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks.